listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we're joined by a very special guest. Jake Sawyers, also known as Venetia Blind, is a Welsh VI drag artist, and he's here to tell us today about what about all their work and about what drag means to them as well. Thank you very much for joining us, Jake. So you've been performing as Venetia for a couple of years now. How did you get into drag in the first place?
So I moved to Cardiff with my partner in 2017, and we both come from Port Talbot in South Wales, which is a working class steelworking town. And in Port Talbot, there isn't really an LGBTQ plus scene or a drag scene at all. So I didn't really know anything about drag before moving to Cardiff. I then moved to Cardiff in 2017 after graduating and discovered this really vibrant local drag scene in Cardiff. So we were watching drag performers every weekend, discovering new styles of drag and just having a really good time, basically. And at the same time, RuPaul's Drag Race was becoming really big. It got onto Netflix. We started watching it and became absolutely obsessed. So we were watching Drag Race on the TV and then watching local queens on the weekend. So we were just totally immersed in drag and totally obsessed as well. And then I think it was around 2019, a call out came from the Wales Millennium Centre from a local drag queen, Connie Off, who we know and have worked with before, asking people to come and perform at a scratch night at the Wales Millennium Centre. So it was basically, if you want to have a go at drag, come and have a go. It'll be a really nice audience. It'll be in the Millennium Centre, which is a theatre that I was really familiar with. So I thought, yes, I've definitely got to have a go at this because I've been so drag obsessed for so long. And like I said, I knew Connie, I knew the space. I'm more comfortable in a theatre because I'm an actor as well. So I just took this as a sign of, if you don't do it now, you never will. So myself and my partner got all our drag stuff together that we bought, got our acts together, and very nervously performed, I think, around a 10-minute set then in the Wales Millennium Centre. And it was amazing. I came up with a drag character, Venetia Blind, and I just sing about what it's like living as a visually impaired performer. And I sort of had a go and thought, if I never do it again, that's fine. I can say that I've done drag. I can tick that off the list. But then more opportunities rolled in and I just really started to enjoy performing as Venetia. So that's sort of my drag origin story.
And how much of a challenge was it when the first time that you got on stage? Was it scary? Was it exciting? What was that first experience like for you?
I have honestly never been so nervous going on stage in my life. And like I said, I'm an actor, so I'm quite used to the stage, quite used to being in front of a lot of people. But standing in that wing with a wig on, a dress, a face full of makeup, I think I accidentally stuck one of my nails to my face at one point. It was horrendous. I was so nervous. But no, it was a really liberating experience and a really different experience as well compared to what I normally do. I feel like I really took on the character of Venetia, a little bit more cheeky than I can be as Jake on a stage, especially when talking about visual impairment. You know, I run a lot of visual awareness training and it's quite a formal setting. So, you know, being able to talk about it in this very lighthearted, dragtastic way was as fun for me as it probably was for the audience as well.
You say that you talk a lot about being a VI person when you're in drag, and I suppose it's a little bit different to when you're acting, the fact that Venetia is a character that you've created and that you can develop over the years. How has she developed over the past few years of performing, and how's that changed?
Yeah, she's changing all the time, really. I basically make her up as I go along, especially when it comes to the sort of aesthetic of it all. You know, being a cisgendered man, I've never been expected to wear makeup in my life. So when it came to putting the makeup on and deciding how I was going to look, that was a huge challenge for me because, you know, makeup is so hard, and especially when you can't see as well as everyone else. So that has definitely developed my makeup skills and sort of how I look on stage. But the actual act as well has just really grown with the audience. I think I'd like to think I've reacted to what people have enjoyed. So I write a lot of parody songs about the lived experience. I've sung songs about how people sort of drag us across the road and they feel like they can just grab our arms. I've wrote songs about the feeling of being an inspirational disabled person. So yeah, I just sort of take a message that people are talking about on social media or a really hot topic in the blind community, and I just sort of write a little song about it and hope that it gets through to the audience.
Do you think when you're bringing these topics to the audience, do you think they're aware of these things that happen to people who are blind and partially sighted? Or do you think it's something that they realise through your performance and learn a little bit about as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, a lot of people have come up to me at the end of shows and said that, you know, I didn't realise that that was a thing you went through. And I like to think that my shows firstly entertain and then educate. I always sort of describe it as feeding vegetables to children. They're sort of hidden in the meal and then they leave and they've been educated, but also entertained. And I think, you know, in my personal experience, that's such a good way of doing it because, you know, the people who come to a drag show aren't necessarily people who would attend a visual awareness training and learn these things. So I feel like I'm sort of tapping into a different sort of person who would not get that education anywhere else.
And you mentioned right at the beginning that a big inspiration for you was RuPaul's Drag Race, which I too love. But how do you think RuPaul's Drag Race has affected the drag industry that you work in terms of, especially you mentioned makeup as well, and that's a big focus on the show, is how the performers paint their faces. Do you think that that's had a positive impact on the drag scene in the UK?
Yeah, I think it's such a mixed bag. I think getting drag into the mainstream, it has done absolute wonders. You know, I definitely wouldn't have discovered as much drag if it wasn't for RuPaul's Drag Race. But then I also think it sometimes is a victim of its own success. It's so successful now that, you know, a lot of people think that that is the standard of being a drag queen or a drag performer in general. You know, the show only really caters for drag queens. People don't realise there's drag kings, there's other sorts of drag performers. The spectrum is huge. And, you know, as much as I love Drag Race and it has done wonderful things for the community, I think it's so important to note that that doesn't define drag, especially when it comes to local drag as well. You know, my favourite sort of queen is, you know, a queen who's just singing cabaret. They don't necessarily look as polished as some of the Drag Race queens. I just like a cheeky drag queen who is very much aware that they're just a man in a dress. That's my sort of favourite drag, which, you know, RuPaul Drag Race isn't necessarily about.
Do you think it's because it's brought it to the mainstream? Do you think it's sort of, it's been almost like a gateway drug for people who might never have ever seen a drag queen before or a drag performer in any sense? Do you think it's been able to open them up and to open them up to more grassroots kind of drag, like you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's such an accessible way to get into drag because you don't have to leave the house. It's right there on your screen. But then it is important to find out what is in your local community. I know, you know, when I have conversations about Drag Race to people, I always say, go and see those queens. Maybe a queen that you saw on TV that necessarily didn't do as well in the competition as they would have liked. If you see them in their own live act, it'll change your mind 100%. So I think my advice would be, if you're watching Drag Race, go out there, experience that live drag, because there is nothing like it. The TV can't do what a live drag gig can do.
Absolutely. Now back to Venetia and Jake, of course. What do you get from drag? What do you enjoy most about the performance?
I enjoy making people laugh and I enjoy entertaining people. I really love finishing a show and people coming up to me and just saying, you know, you were hilarious, you were so talented, you know, because I'm such an attention seeker. But then I like that I have given that message as well. I also like that it all just comes from me. Like I said, I make it up as I go along. And it sort of started off as a hobby. And now it has sort of escalated into something that I do professionally a lot. You know, I had a BBC article come out not long ago saying that I was the only blind drag queen in Wales, which isn't something I started doing drag for, but clearly there's a market for it, and clearly people want to hear what we have to say as the blind community. And what's been really nice through that is I've had so many messages from people saying, you know, I love your drag, this is my art, whether it's photography or podcasting. And I feel like I've learned more about the blind and visually impaired community through my message being put up on a, you know, on an article. So it's really nice that people have been able to share what they do with me, and there's just so much talent out there that has gone untapped.
And what would you say would be your piece of advice to somebody who's listening, who's never done drag before, but is thinking, that sounds like a little bit of me. I'd like to give that a try, but it's maybe worried about some of the barriers with things like makeup or just getting into drag in the first place. What would be your advice for them if they're feeling a little bit nervous about getting into it in the first place?
I would say my advice would just be to go for it and really focus on what you want from drag. I know for me it was to spread a message and to make people laugh. And every time I do a show, sometimes I look in the mirror and think, oh, you know, I don't look as polished as I would like to, or, you know, I'm not as gorgeous or as sickening as some of the RuPaul drag queens. But then I go back to that message of, are you going to entertain people? Are you going to make people laugh? And that sort of grounds me, because, you know, I'm not a makeup artist whatsoever, but I feel like my look is the aesthetic of a blind drag queen. You know, I wear an eye patch because I can't see out of my left eye. That was sort of a problem solving technique for me of, I can't do the makeup on my left eye, so I'll just cover it with an eye patch. So, you know, find out why you want to do the drag, or let the drag tell you what you want from it, and just sort of go with that. Don't feel like you need to fit into a box of what other drag performers are doing, because that's the beauty of drag. It can be literally anything you want it to be. And, you know, even if you just try it the once, I promise you, you will discover things about yourself that you didn't know.
Solid advice. Thank you very much. What have you got lined up in the next few months? And where can we find you online if people want to keep up to date with what you're up to? Maybe they're in Cardiff, if they want to come and see a show. Where can we find out more about you?
So I'm on all the social medias at @V_blind_. I am currently looking to put on my own sort of show that's in development for me, which is really exciting. But I've got a few gigs lined up as well, which I'm really excited about.
Well, listen, Jake, thank you so much for your time. It's been so interesting to talk to you, and best of luck with it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.